It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Fred, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There was one thing you should learn when there was no one else to turn to. Call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken.
And it's lucky number 7 for LSU baseball. In the College World Series, it was filled with exciting one-run games and extra inning thrillers. The LSU Tigers and Florida Gators reversed the script for games number 2 and 3 of the championship series. LSU took game number 1 in Omaha with a nerve-wracking 11-inning 4-3 victory over Florida. For LSU, it was their second straight 11-inning win after taking down number 1 national seed Wake Forest 2-0 2 days earlier to move into the best-of-3 championship series against SEC rival Florida. The tight game script was then summarily tossed out the window for the final 2 games of this College World Series. The first 14 games played in Omaha had seen the winning team score no more than 6 runs in any game. But that streak came to an end during the final 2 games of this 2023 college baseball season. The two SEC teams unleashed their offensive fury on one another during games number 2 and 3 of the championship series. On Sunday, Florida tied the series at 1 game apiece with a dominating 24-4 thrashing of the LSU Tigers. The Gators racked up 23 hits and 6 home runs in that game, while LSU gifted a season-high 5 fielding errors in that rout. LSU and its purple and gold clad fans were shocked and silenced on Sunday afternoon at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. Fortunately for the Tigers, there was still a third and final game to be played in the College World Series on Monday night. And in the first inning of game number 3, Florida looked like they were going to keep that rout going for a second straight game. In the bottom of the first inning in this series finale Monday night, Gators center fielder Will Lankford blasted a 2-run home run to spot the Gators to a 2-0 lead. The LSU faithful had to be wondering if their pitchers were going to get blasted for a second straight game. Then Tigers starting pitcher Thatcher Hurd, who finished 8-3 on the year, regrouped and kept the Gators in check for 6 innings on Monday. In the top of the second inning, LSU came to bat again, and their bats finally arrived at the stadium in Omaha. The Tigers responded with 6 runs of their own to take the lead, and thousands of the LSU faithful erupted in glee as their team finally broke out of their Omaha hitting slump. The Tigers then added 4 more runs in the fourth inning to make this game 10-2 at the halfway point. From there, LSU added another 8 runs over the final 3 innings to tally 18 for the game, and the final score was LSU 18, Florida 4. It had taken LSU 5 games before that to tally as many runs as 18 prior to the national championship game on Monday night. And in winning, LSU claimed its 7th college baseball championship and now trails only USC with 12 for the top spot of all time. It was the first college baseball title for LSU since 2009. LSU's baseball stadium will now get a much-desired upgrade to their right field scoreboard, affectionately called the Intimidator in Baton Rouge. The scoreboard boldly highlights every LSU national championship team. The 2023 team is going up on that board soon. The Tigers' 24 hits in game number 3 also established a new College World Series mark by breaking the former record of 23 hits set the night before by LSU's opponent, Florida. The Tigers turned the table on the Gators in game number 3 on Monday night. And ironically, both teams finished the season with an identical 54-17 final record. And oh, does LSU love Omaha. As we stated in a recent story, the LSU baseball fans really love their Tigers. The team routinely leads the nation in home attendance in college. In fact, the LSU average home attendance of nearly 11,000 per game easily leads every minor league baseball team in America by a few thousand fans per home opener. In this year of 2023, LSU would also be ahead of the Oakland A's of Major League Baseball, who are only drawing about 10,000 fans per game. Omaha's Charles Schwab Field holds more than 24,000 fans, and anyone watching the game on ESPN Monday night could tell you that far more than 50% of that crowd was pulling for LSU. The stadium becomes Alec Box North in Nebraska whenever LSU is playing in the College World Series. On Monday night, the Tiger faithful cheered as loudly as if the LSU football team was on the march to score a winning touchdown against Alabama. The players seemed to be quite aware of the crowd's overwhelming support. Note to Gator Nation, you definitely need to step up your game with fans during your next trip to Omaha. As for the SEC, for the fourth straight year, the Southeastern Conference is now taking home the championship trophy from the College World Series. In addition to LSU's win in 2023, Ole Miss in 2022, Mississippi State 2021, and Vanderbilt in 2019 have won the last four titles played in Omaha. Well, COVID won in 2020. Pac-12 team Oregon State won in 2018, but then in 2017 it was the SEC's Florida Gators who won that year, ironically beating LSU in that year's championship round. So just like in college football, the SEC is very deep in college baseball talent. With the advent of the NCAA's transfer portal, increasing amounts of now legal NIL, name, image, and likeness money, and highly supportive and enthusiastic fans, the SEC is going to remain a big factor in Omaha for years to come. LSU's Paul Skeens gave a piggyback ride to his injured catcher in this game. Let me tell you the story. Fortunately, LSU's talented pitcher Paul Skeens was not needed in game number 3 on Monday night. He would have been pitching on just 3 days of rest after a 120-pitch outing against Wake Forest. However, his catcher, Alex Milazzo, suffered a painful injured leg on a close play at home plate during Monday's Game 3. Milazzo jumped over the Florida catcher and landed awkwardly on his other leg as he tried to touch home plate. And Tuesday's news reports indicated that Alex Milazzo may have suffered a broken bone in his shin on that same play. He returned to the LSU dugout on crutches after his injury. Once the final out was recorded in Monday night's finale, the 6'6" pitcher Paul Skeen hoisted his injured catcher onto his back and carried the catcher out to the pitcher's mound to join in the LSU winning celebration. Now that is some teamwork for you. Well, how about Dylan, the one-man wrecking, Cruz? The LSU All-American center fielder is a junior. He was recently named College Baseball's National Player of the Year. Dylan Cruz finished this year with a sparkling .426 batting average. He's likely to join his teammate pitcher Paul Skeens as one of the first two or three players selected in July's Major League Baseball draft. In the championship game in Omaha Monday night, Dylan Cruz made a few incredible plays in the outfield to rob Florida of extra bases. He also went 4-for-6 on the night and scored 3 runs for the victorious Tigers. Dylan Cruz was the best offensive and defensive player for the LSU Tigers this year and perhaps in all of college baseball. You should look for him in the major leagues very soon. Note, the Florida Gators hit a lot of home runs. Florida hit a whopping 17 home runs during this year's College World Series. The number is the largest in the 12-year history of Omaha's brand new downtown ballpark. The Gators right fielder Ty Evans established his own individual College World Series record with 5 homers in the past week. Ironically, he hit only 4 round-trippers during the Gators' previous 65 games in 2023. Go figure. Let's give a tip of the baseball cap to Jay Johnson, the coach of LSU. Now, last summer, the LSU baseball team added several very talented players for the upcoming 2023 season. Former Air Force Academy pitching phenom Paul Skeens, ex-North Carolina State slugger Tommy White, and former UCLA pitcher Thatcher Hurd arrived in Baton Rouge with hopes of making LSU a national champion this year. Expectations for the 2023 season were sky high as LSU was ranked number 1 in most of the preseason polls. So second-year LSU coach Jay Johnson had to manage a very talented roster filled with players who could be starting at most major universities. Getting everyone to buy into sacrificing for the team is never an easy thing to do. During ESPN's telecast of the games, Coach Jay Johnson said that he had the LSU Tigers pose for a team picture after every one of LSU's 57 wins in 2023. He emphasized team, and that paid off handsomely for the new national champions from Baton Rouge. Hey, ditto congratulations to LSU Athletics Director Scott Woodward. The guy who hired Jay Johnson away from the University of Arizona is LSU's Athletics Director Scott Woodward. He's also the man who hired LSU women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey, and her team just claimed the school's first women's basketball national championship a few months ago. Woodward also hired LSU's football coach Brian Kelly away from Notre Dame. When Scott Woodward was hired as LSU's new AD in 2019, he stated that he wanted LSU to be competing for and winning national championships. With LSU's baseball title to go with a women's basketball championship recently, Scott Woodward needs to become a jeweler. He's handing out a lot of rings in Baton Rouge this spring and summer. So congratulations to the 2023 College World Series champion, LSU Tigers. LSU just became the third school in College World Series history to defeat both the number one, Wake Forest, and number two, Florida Gators, the top two-seeded teams en route to a national championship. The Tigers earned millions of new fans around the country after 10 days of competing on national television on ESPN. That also means that the talent pool in Baton Rouge should be very deep again next season. LSU loves being in Omaha, and the feeling is mutual. LSU will hold a victory celebration in Baton Rouge at Alec Box Stadium on Wednesday, June 28th at 7:30 p.m. The admission is free. I'm Swamp Swami.